I see they trying to ban y'all TikTok. But let me tell y'all what the uncut truth is. Let's get into it. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Black Men and Suits Urban Nation channel, The Uncut Truth. Y'all know how I get down. Here on this channel, we talk about the miseducation of a black man, and we present that in different elements of topics and social dynamics that's going on today. But today, I want to talk about the TikTok bill. Yes, they have passed the bill. Now, it hasn't been signed off, and it hasn't been totally approved yet. It hasn't got to the point to where it is enacted law, but it's basically a bill. It's kind of a warrant at this point. But I'm going to tell you guys about the uncut truth of this whole thing, because again, your American government tries to tell you that this whole shenanigan is all about the aspect of privacy concerns and that users' data is being misused or tracked or monitored and could be hacked and et cetera, et cetera. And they even go even further to say that this could also impact voters, voter frauds and things like that. So it just requires this extensive security concern for the United States government. The uncut truth is this is total cap. Now, let me be clear. This is a part of what's out there, but it's no different than any other platform. Every social media platform records your data. They monitor you. They record what you do. They record what you're saying, what they're hearing in the background. They're recording what you're searching. Every application does that. It don't matter what application it is. And we're not even talking about social media apps. We're talking about just applications in general. So that's the uncut truth of that. Every application is designed to record the user's interface. It's designed to recognize patterns. So that presentation in itself is utter cap. Now, they have a small, strong conversation when it comes to the voting thing. But where they lose the battle with that is when they introduce the term voter fraud. I mean, because let's clear that out the window right in this same conversation. There are twice as many people of your American economy that's against you guys promoting this ban and permitting this ban and passing this ban, this bill. But you did anyway. Because they control everything. So the argument about voter fraud and how voter fraud can, you know, can be manipulated, or people can be manipulated through fraud, voting is utter bullshit. Because your vote when it comes to who you select as a president, who you select in your Senate, is utter garbage. They control all of that. Always have, always will. And this is a prime example of it. They've just unveiled their card or their covering of how bills are passed and things are discussed and things that are presented right then and there. As they're dealing with this, see, they think by just focusing on the privacy aspect on TikTok, they are counting on that most people really swallow that up and be like, oh yeah, you know, I kind of agree with that because privacy is everything. You know, privacy is everything to all of us. But what I want to make sure all of us understand is that we gave up that privacy the minute you start downloading apps to your phone. The minute you signed a contract to any bill organization such as AT&T, Verizon, et cetera, the minute you got their phones, the minute you start signing up for their services, you begin to sign away certain levels of privacy. And when you start downloading any social app, you give away the utmost privacy of anything you do on those social apps, period. Let alone what you do on your phone. The only thing that's combating all of these things, like the back and forth of it, or where most the average consumer's data or information is not just totally exposed, it's just due to what they need from you. Simple as that. Now, if you're one of those persons, you've been following you really haven't been following them. If you just on social media quite often, you've surpassed a lot of ads that talk about user privacy data lawsuits from companies as little as Coca-Cola. And you're like, damn, how Coca-Cola get sued for user privacy data? But that's the point. Any company, any application, anybody that's using any app or any application for anything, your information is held on a server and it's being recorded. Those servers are not 100% unbreakable. Someone has to be able to access them at some point, and someone is able to access what that person is able to access. The biggest reason for this comes with the aspect of being able to track down unlawful things. So a large part of you accepting a lot of user data, you know, your security dynamics comes from that. Now, most companies are going to give you these disclaimers that they are not selling your information. But that doesn't mean that your information cannot be uploaded, downloaded, uncoded. If it's coded, it can be uncoded. So the minute they bring up that argument, you know, for those of us who know, you lose that small section of people who know the uncut truth to that. Now, the real shebang here is that TikTok has made a lot of people, or it's kind of generating a lot of people, a lot of small change. I don't know the amount. It could be very large, could be very little. But a lot of people are being noticed and becoming viral based off of the TikTok, more so than they were on YouTube, more so than any other platform. TikTok is actually making a lot of people a lot of more noticeable, a lot of more upfront, centered, and seen very fast, very quickly, because what? Their smarts in their technology and their investment into their algorithms. Their algorithm is a lot more constructed to the point that wherever you look for on TikTok, you will for surely get that information directed straight to you. Whatever you don't look for or whatever you don't like, you won't see it. Other apps are just kind of slow in the margin on their growth because, let's just be honest, it's all about the technological advancement and understanding and smarts about with algorithms and et cetera. That's where we at, and that's the true beef. And what you have is just beef with that. America don't want to look to be outsmarted on nothing, anything. And now they fine with playing second best. They fine with playing third best and fourth best and fifth best. But when you begin to show out, they want to shut you down. You get what I'm saying? Like, you may have seen a lot of posts I posted on TikTok or any of the IG, but just be real, like, someone creating free energy just randomly, they don't care about that. But lo and behold, you get on a place like TikTok, based off of just what you hashtag and what you and where you center your discovery at, you begin to see multi-millions of people begin to watch or see what you're talking about. That's the real beef. So I want y'all to think about that. Look, as I was scouring through the reports, they told these people, we put across the level of a ban, but you won't be banned if you sell the company. When I seen that right there, was all I needed to see to truly understand it. I kept reading and watching more. But when they said, now what I want to understand is, who are the people that's on the table for it to be sold to? And what data company do you want them to sell their company to? They want them to sell their company or saying, we're going to ban you from the United States. I'll be honest, when I was first listening to this and was reading it, I thought it had a lot to do with some of the child suicides in America that we've seen, that we've had. A lot of the unsavory trends that you see going on. A lot of the unintelligible and sometimes very inaccurate material that they post. Nah, it has nothing to do with any of that. They want them to sell that company to a US-based individual such as, we know, Mark Zuckerberg, or Jeff Bezos. There's a few other people on that list, but they the top two. They want them to sell the rights to that company, the access that company has to its technological advancements to an American-based company, to a United States of America-based company. Or owner. Or are they gonna ban it? And that's the uncut truth. And there's nothing else really outside of that. That's it. But just goes to show you, there's two things to unpack here. TikTok has one of the most advanced technology when it comes to the algorithm. But that's because they put in the work. That's because they understand numbers better. They understand different measures a lot better. They don't play games or shortcut their experiments or shortcut anything when it comes to their IT technologies. In America, just like everything else and everybody else, they want to take it. We got to have it by all means necessary. And because we have an ounce of strength in this, because Americans, United States of Americans, are about the second highest users when it comes to TikTok, consumers of it. They feel they have a leg to stand on when it comes to trying to stronghold those people to give up their company. And that's the uncut truth. So all I say is this. Be prepared. Be prepared for World War III. Be prepared for Skynet.
No matter what you vote, how you vote, who you vote for, they control the narrative. Always have, always will. It's the same Jim Crow shit. They want these companies, they want this Chinese company, Chinese owner, to sell their company to the United States. Get the fuck out of here. It's wild. But that's the uncut truth. Despite what they try to put, again, like, I mean, I don't think any other description or dissection should matter, especially when you hear what the whole purpose of it is. Outside of the fact that there have been a lot of cases and things going on that truly warrant some security issues when it comes to TikTok, and that is a lot of young children have committed suicide, have been driven. A lot of inaccurate information has been spread on this app. But none of that is their purpose. None of that is their goal. So let me tell you, pay attention to these assholes that's in these political positions and understand that even as you protest, even as you sign these documents and say, yo, we, y'all bullshit, they're still going to do what they want to do in the way. Because that's how it's always been. I hope this takes everybody up into the next evolution. I don't know what would be right or wrong. I tell you, I'm gonna do another episode on that. We'll most likely be one coming up next, or episode after. So stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned in. But if it ain't white, they don't want. Still part of the game as long as you don't advance further than they are, further than where they are. And that's the uncut truth. It don't matter who likes it, it don't matter who agrees or disagrees, that's just the truth. That's the uncut truth. And you're seeing it played out right in front of you all. There's so many other things we can be talking about instead of TikTok, inside the country, and what we see in the game. This is the one thing they call it. Still not. Get the fuck out of here. I'm your host.